For our last segment, something that's been eclipsed by all the elections in Israel and all our goings on, but really hasn't been eclipsed. It's in the background here as we always talk about our precarious security situation, and that was Donald Trump's sudden announcement without any forewarning, which resulted in the General Mattis's resignation. The Secretary of Defense, who was esteemed by both Democrats and Republicans, people felt that he you know, at least he with a firm hand on the tiller wouldn't allow Trump to do anything sudden or rash, and that was the last straw for him. He begged, apparently, according to the news media, Trump not to withdraw U.S. troops, and he tried to educate him on the subject fruitlessly, and Trump just made this announcement. And then I think it was about 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago, Trump doubled down, and he basically said, while his aides were saying, we're not going to withdraw so many troops, now they're saying we're going to withdraw troops from only one part of Syria and not the other part of Syria. So you wonder, like, who is actually controlling things in the White House? Like, I mean, do they tell him what they're doing, etc.? But he said that Iran can do whatever they want in Syria. And Shimon, I know that you were pretty livid. We also talked about that, about this move on behalf of Trump, and also people who defended Trump, who were right-wing conservatives who are supposed to be pro-Israel, and said somehow in convoluted logic we're trying to explain why this would be good for us. Again, let's have your views on this.
Well, first, in terms of the facts, I mean, Trump has handed our section of the Middle East, Lebanon, Syria, to Russia and Iran. If you think back a few
Isn't it all Obama's fault? Come on, come on. That's what people
would say. It was, if you look long enough, you'll find an email about it in Hillary's server, whatever the hell a server is, whatever. Yes, that's what they'll tell you. Look, Obama's record in the Middle East, it was also abysmal. Obama was handed such a raw deal. He inherited an economy that was an inch away from a depression, and he saved it. And you say this to Republicans, and they act as if it happened 100 years ago. We're not so sure. It happened in our lifetime just 8 years ago, 9, 10 years ago, and we're sure. And the same thing with the Middle East to a degree. Things happened that were not Obama's fault. However, he handled it, I think, in retrospect, and even in real time, he handled it poorly. But that doesn't absolve Trump from being the president. He's the president, and he's supposed to take it forward, hopefully for better and not for worse. And so he has handed Lebanon and Syria to Russia and Iran, their partners in crime. I predicted that, well, almost precisely this, actually.
I want to say for the for our listeners out there, Shimon did predict something of this kind, that Trump would make this anti-Israeli move to
placate, just whistled.
Yeah, placate Putin. I think Shimon went a bit farther. He said, you know, give him back the Golan Heights or something like this. But to say this is now your playground as the president of the United States, and his aides can pull the wool over his eyes to some degree, but they can't totally, because he'll watch Fox News and find out what's happening.
They'll find out the truth.
So they'll find out the truth by watching Fox News. So it's pretty scary, yeah.
It's scary. And again, you know, it points to why I have been anti-Trump from the moment people started talking seriously about him being president. The man is not stable. It has nothing to do with right wing, left wing, Republican, Democrat, because he is none of those things. He is not a right winger or a left winger or anything. He's a pig, out for himself, greedy, criminal in his basic instincts, and very unstable, narcissistic. I can go on and on. It sounds like I'm calling names, but I'm not. I'm describing pathologies.
No, it's
clinical.
It's from the American psychiatric.
Exactly. And the fact that we're surprised. It reminds me of a joke. I'm going to tell a joke on this podcast as quickly as I can. Sigmund Freud had an Orthodox Jewish patient who drove Freud crazy, and Freud decided he had to be institutionalized, and the patient demanded, I need kosher food, and there has to be a place to pray, and Shabbat, and Freud did the best he could for him, and he found a sanatorium with, I don't know, kosher food, whatever. And Dr. Freud went to visit him one Saturday morning, and he spoke with him, and they had a talk, and as Freud was leaving, this ostensibly Orthodox patient took out a cigarette and said, "Do you have a match?" And Dr. Freud, who was really frustrated by that, he says, "But you're a Shomer Shabbat, you're a Sabbath observant Jew, you drove me crazy to get you the kosher food, and et cetera, et cetera. I don't understand, you're smoking on Shabbat." He says, "Dr. Freud, you forget. I'm Meshigger, I'm crazy." And the point of the joke, of course, is you can't forget that a crazy person is crazy. And we can't forget that Trump is not normal. He has no allegiances. It's all for a quick buck or a quick deal, or I don't even know what, and that's why it's so crazy. He's not simply criminal, he's also nuts. If he was simply criminal, we would understand what he's getting out of it. Giving in to Erdogan on a phone call, I don't know, he likes it when tough guys ask for things. He gives it to them to feel like he's one of the tough guys, who knows? So I call upon my co-religionists who have been on the Trump bandwagon to wake up and smell the hummus. This guy is capable of anything, and his real allegiance seems to be to the very real axis of evil that's out there, and that's not good for us.
Well, I agree with everything, so it's hard for me to add anything. I just want to say, you said the co-religionists and Mitchell talked about everyone being in the putting all our eggs as Jews in the evangelical basket. So the Democrats are starting Elizabeth Warren to announce their candidacy for the presidency. It's time for Orthodox Jews to come back to the Democratic Party for this election cycle, get involved.
Hear, hear.
Give money, pressure these people to make pro-binding Israeli statements, call out from positions of power within the party.
And work with the new people in Congress who are being tarred with this anti-Israel, anti-Semitic charges. Dialogue with them, talk to them. These are bright young people who are right about many, many things. The fact that they don't know much about the Middle East and take a default pro-Palestinian position, it doesn't make them anti-Semites or even anti-Israel. They're uneducated. So I call upon American Jewry to reach out to them to dialogue and educate.
Okay, thank you. I think we did a good job today without Mitch, but hopefully he'll be back next time. And thank you for listening. And if you have any comments, please let us know.
Good night.